Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our question and answer series, I finished answering a question. So listen as we begin the next question today. Now, here's one that says, I hope you and your family are doing well. It has been a while since I was in contact with you to jog your memory without having to go back and find my emails. I contacted you a couple of times. My younger sister had confessed to me that she is a lesbian and living with her partner since before and after their marriage. My father died a few years ago, and he and my mother never knew. He was a Baptist minister for over 50 years and would have been devastated if he had known. Now, folks, I don't give my names out on this. I'm not giving them now. And I'm reading this one because this is not a only case. This has happened in many homes, many denominations. You know, people will see an independent Baptist pastor falls into immorality. And see, that's the way they are. Look, it happens in all denominations. It happens with atheists. It happens with Muslims. It happens all across the board. So that's the old nature. Don't blame Bible truth, but rather let them accept the responsibility for their own sin. Now let me pick up from there. I hope you don't mind my asking for counsel about another family matter that has come up. My older sister recently did an ancestry DNA test just for fun. What she found out is rather shocking as well. It showed that we have a half-sister who lives, and it says where. Our father was lost when he married my mother in the early 40s and treated her badly in many ways. She was a Christian and prayed for him for over 15 years. That tells us, by the way, folks, don't ever give up on a soul. But prayed for him for over 15 years until the Lord finally saved him. He became a different man. Praise the Lord. Never give up on a soul. I've heard people who told me of impossible things, but God is the God of the impossible. Many times I heard him grieve over his past sins. Satan will at times keep us defeated by reminding us of our past. I tell people, make right what you can make right. Show beyond any shadow of doubt that you can take no pleasure in the memory of those things. Hold nothing special with someone that was in a sinful relationship. Rather, show your disgust to them for the sin. And hope that whoever participated in the sin with you will get saved, or if they are saved, will repent. Let them know that is not how you are now. And there's no pleasant memories from that sin. Okay, now she goes on because I'm answering within her letter. He never went into detail and always gave praise to the Lord for saving him and changing his heart. But he still grieved over his past before his salvation. Anyway, at one point in their marriage, while he was in the army, preparing to go overseas during World War II, mother left him for reasons we don't know, and he carried on an adulterous affair, which ended with the woman becoming pregnant. We don't know if the woman told him or not. My sister put this together from bits and pieces she remembers, mother telling her through the years, which wasn't a lot. My sister contacted our newly discovered half-sister and was told that her mother never knew for sure who the father was. She told her it could have been one of three different men. So obviously, she was elated to find out who her real father was. The good news is that her mom became a Christian a few years later, and she herself is now a Christian as well. She is older than any of us, so would actually be our father's oldest child. We don't think he ever knew, and even if he did, the woman married and moved away before he came back from overseas, so he had no way of contacting her if he wanted to make things right after his conversion. So I answered, when a person is truly saved, as your dad was, they want to make things right. But if they can't, God knows their heart. And here's their prayers for the soul of those they may not know how to contact. I believe God sends a witness to people that in that situation, when one has sinned, but now they're saved. Don't know where and how to contact someone. Now, this one goes on to say, what I need to know is, what is the right thing to do with all of this? My sister was already welcomed her with open arms, even traveled to meet her and some of her children. She was also told her own children, and made some comments on Facebook about finding new relatives. I told my sister that I don't believe it's right for us to dig up our father's past and broadcast it. All it can do is hurt his testimony, even though it happened before he was saved. Others don't know that and will probably think the worst. I don't know if I am obligated to open my life to my new half-sister or not. What do you think is the right thing? I hate for my children and others to find out about my daddy's adultery. It would be different if it had happened after he was saved and in the ministry, would it not? I answered, I would not put it on Facebook in my situation if it were me. I have, however, known men whose sins were perhaps worse than your father's and people knew about it. But their years of a consistent testimony showed people God can do the miraculous for people, we think, beyond the point of return. So as I said, never give up on a soul. I think of 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 9 through 11. After mentioning some atrocious sins, and that included homosexuality and adultery and so many of those things that you've talked about. And there, Dad, such were some of you. These people did not emphasize their sinful past, rather the glorious grace of God. If others find out, I would simply say, we just learned about it and now understand more clearly our dad's grief of his past. However, to us, his testimony was that of purity and holiness. He taught us how to live the Christian life according to the Word of God. His life as a Christian is nothing like that. She adds, I would so appreciate your thoughts on this problem. As you may remember, my husband and I removed ourselves from our sister's life when she refused to repent and turn from her lifestyle while claiming to be a Christian. My older sister and the rest of my extended family embraced her and her partner as well. I've been on the outs with them as well. So I answered, I can tell you I've had family members I had to separate from as well. One of them, it took nearly 20 years, but they got it right with God, and we have a great relationship with them now. They're glad we did not destroy the foundations of truth and righteousness according to God's word. It may be well to read Matthew chapter 10, verses 34 through 39, and realize that at times Jesus Christ is a divider in the home, let alone among extended family and friends. I would say, don't deny the past if confronted with it, but there is no need to exalt it or give it a platform. I think it better to tell of the great blessings and glory of God in one's life, since they're getting right with God. Your sister is embracing a fellow Christian, not only an extended family member. 2 Corinthians 1, 3 and 4, as you seek God's guidance in dealing with this, may it also be something that you can help others who may be going through something as this. Okay, and so, and after she signed her name, she said, P.S., I hope by telling you I have not dishonored my father. So I answered, Paul, Mary, Magdalene, Zacchaeus are people who messed up big time before their salvation. After their salvation, their life after salvation was no different. They were not dishonored by being placed in holy writ. Rather, it opened a door to show others the great grace of the forgiveness of God. You do not dishonor your dad. And so she adds, I just can't tell my own pastor since he knew my dad. And I responded, as I said, there's no reason to lie, but there's no reason to tell the pastor either. And so those are the kind of things that you read there and that I've just answered there that they break your heart because you realize these people went through some things. You know, they really had to go through this. And what a hard time that must have been for her to go through all of that and to think on that. And certainly that represents a lot of pain in her heart. So I hope that you will just understand that some people go through some hard things, but Jesus Christ has the answer to all of our things. And so don't ever give up on a soul. That's the one thing I get from that very email. Never give up on a soul. Because it's amazing what God can do with that person. By the way, Mary Magdalene, she had seven devils. Seven devils. And you think of how evil that is to have seven devils.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website, and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on His firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will